adventures of Sam Spade, detective.
Sam Spade, detective agency.
Spade, sweetheart.
Oh, hello, sir. What are you doing?
Having breakfast, Abby.
Breakfast? But it's 7:30 in the p.m.
Well, it's not the early world, sweetheart.
What was the problem, sir?
A gold key to the door of her apartment. She has to figure out what it unlocked. Very complex case, Abby. Greed, passion, lust, ambition, hate, love, vengeance, and murder. The whole gamut. It was ghastly every now and then.
Well, Sam, maybe we ought to put off the report till morning when you're feeling fresher.
Oh, it's very concerned of you, sweetheart, but I'd like to get it off my chest now. I want to help, just be at your desk. Now, don't say anything when I come in. Just be there.
Sam, you sound so serious.
Could be, sweetheart. We'll see. I'll be right down to dictate my report on the gold key caper.
Now, with Howard Duff starring in Spade, Wilder brings to the air the greatest private detective of them all in The Adventures of Sam Spade. January 25, 1948. New homicide detail, San Francisco Police. Detective Detective Lieutenant Dundee from Samuel Spade. License under 17596. Subject, the gold key caper. Dear Dundee, it started as these things usually do in my office when Effie Perrine, a dollar by other stolen, eased in, closed the door behind her, and leaned against it.
Did the girl off,
Sam? A client?
Name is Wonderful.
Has she come a long way to see you?
I don't think she's kidding, sir.
I know, sweetheart. You never get sure.
Oh, okay. Will you please come in, Miss
Farr? Right here, Miss Farr.
You're so kind, Mr. Spade. I can see I've come to the right place.
You're so kind. That'll be all, Miss Farr.
Okay.
Now then, what can I do for you, Miss Farr?
Well, I haven't a great deal of money. I've got a little cash with me. Would 300 be enough for me?
I won't haggle with you, Miss Farr. Thanks. Now, what's the story that goes with it?
How much do you know about a man named Dundee?
About as much as the police know. You know more?
I'm afraid I don't even know that much. I didn't even know what he was until one evening 3 years ago. That was the last time I saw him. The police came in and asked me. I was deeply shocked. But I thought I could stand by
him. As I remember, the rap was 3 to 5 years, breaking and entering.
Yes, I promised to wait for
him. You couldn't quite make it.
Well, in a way, you're probably right. When I heard he was coming out of prison, well, I just can't think.
Have you thought of leaving town?
Oh, it wouldn't make any difference. He'd find me wherever I went.
You can't say that I find him. What's so funny?
You're afraid of me, yo.
Not dangerous. Not yet.
Are you always dangerous?
Never. That depends.
Oh.
Yeah. And how many other stats you handle, like this county police, and how many other stats would help you get out from under?
Really? There must be some other type of detective.
Okay, here's your money.
Hello, Rose Gold. You can't turn me away like this. Of all those things I told you, you have to be right here. Where I put my trust in you.
That's a lousy act, too.
Huh?
Now, look at it. What do you want me to do?
Well, he's arriving in San Francisco in about a minute. He'll come to my office and he's busy. I haven't been seeing him or even out of his office. That by itself must have been killing mad. Come on, you knew, Johnny.
Well, I don't. You said you didn't until the cops came in.
But I didn't. I didn't know he was in the bar. I just thought he was a gambler like anybody. I know about his life. I never see his family. Just go crazy. I want to see him long before I set him up either. Then I would go right and tell him in prison. But then I was afraid he'd break out and make things worse for himself. But now...
Now you really got a thing.
Yes, but I don't.
And you want me to hold a gun on him while you get in the air.
Oh, you see it like that. But I just can't go back there. I can't. I just knew that you would survive. And I
for how long? Let's say something for after dinner, shall we?
I was wrong. You're not afraid of anything.
What's the address?
1234 Van Ness. Parking 21.
What time are you doing?
Your bus gets in off city.
I'll be there a quarter up. Bug you four times. Long, short, long, short.
No. No, don't use the bus. I don't want to use it. Here. Take this. Step yourself in.
Gold key. Johnny. Forever.
Okay.
Don't worry, Angel. Don't worry. You can put a new name on there. This was not engraved very deep. After she'd gone, a heavy fragrance clung to everything she touched. The chair she sat in, my glass with her lipstick on it for $300, even the gold key. I rubbed it up against my coat sleeve. The name didn't come off, it only shone brighter. I threw it across the room just to see if it would bounce. It did. And when I walked over to pick it up, there were two keys, or at least one and a half. The gold shank had been hollowed out, and the key that put it inside it was wrong again, Dundee. Not a glass key, a brass key with a number on it, 322, nothing else. I wondered if Johnny the Thief had been living a double life, at least one and a half. I was still wondering when I slipped the brass key back into its hiding place and used the gold one to unlock the door of Wanda's apartment. The room was full of her perfume, but she wasn't there. Johnny the Thief was. He was cleaning the prison dirt out of his fingernails with a shiny new spring blade knife.
Yeah, Key.
What for? You're in. Where's Wanda?
She changed her mind. She don't want to see you.
Who changed it for?
I did. I told her she shouldn't ought to marry into the wrong set. So give me that key and blow.
Where is she in here?
I told you to blow. She don't want to see you.
You don't miss me a sub. You're sure happy.
Spade. Rotten that same hotel 3 years to get pushed around. Why do you think I took that rap?
You took it for her? You're crazy. She was through with you before you went up.
Just go on talking like that. Go on. I'll cut you. I'll cut you real bad. Cover.
Johnny, I don't want to hurt you. Don't mind. Have a good night, Johnny.
Cover. Cover.
The first thing you ought to learn about civilian life, Johnny, is don't jump somebody until you know what it's all about. What did she tell you?
Forget it. You'll get this cheaper than I did. But she's 3 years older. So am I.
Listen, Johnny, here's my card. If there's any way I can help you, let me know, will you? I mean it.
Well, you got a heart, sir. They gave me $50 and they put me out the gate, but I dropped it by poking me down at this mission. Right off the bus. Sucker. Johnny, sir.
You need some dough, Johnny?
No, nothing that ain't mine. Hey, the key is mine. My name's on it. They couldn't do nothing to me if I had hopped that, could they? I'm 15. That's solid gold. It'll give me a place to flop until I get my feet under me again.
Yeah, like you say, your name's on it. Here, take it. Hey, you can have your knife, too.
Good, all right, guy. I'm sorry for them things upstairs.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's Wanda?
I don't know. I don't want to see it.
I went to the window and watched him leave the building. He didn't cough when the cold air hit him. Instead, he took a deep breath and strode swiftly across the street and into a neon-lighted bar and grill. Something about his swagger bothered me. Giving him the gold key might or might not have been as smart a move as I thought it was, but I was sorry I'd given him back his knife. Sam Spade, sucker. Out here, Johnny, I decided to start acting like a detective for a change. I took a chance on Johnny the Thief being thirsty enough after 3 years to keep his elbow crooked at the bar long enough for me to frisk Wanda's apartment. I didn't think I'd find her body there, but I did. I deduced that it was in the clothes closet from the feeble cries and puffings I heard as I walked into the bedroom.
Why? When he heard you coming up. Why? Well, you were coming in here, so I had to say something, so I told him you were going to marry me.
Oh, that's fine. Well, here we are.
Oh, but that's not all I said. Oh, you'll never forgive me for this. I know it. Oh, how can I tell you? I told him you both.
Thanks a lot. How did I pull it?
By dressing both the little boards so they wouldn't let Johnny out.
I must have a lot of insults.
Yes, and that way, though, I was protecting him, so he didn't hurt me. Oh, only a little bit. But it's just me. Well, it's nothing, really. Only a little bit. Oh, but if you only knew what he's doing. I'm standing there in that dark, not knowing what he was doing to you.
Don't think any more about it.
Oh, you do forgive me.
Sure. About that gold key, Angel, I think you better change the lock on the door.
What?
I gave it to Johnny.
You? Oh, no, you fool.
Oh, he was broke. He
made it. Oh, where did you get a crazy idea like that?
Where did you get those great, big, beautiful lies?
Stand be silly.
But I am. We're engaged, aren't
we? Oh, stop that. Listen. If I don't have that key back by midnight, I
Oh,
you come back to kill me.
Get out of sight. Get out of sight. I'll take care of him. There were two of them. Neither one was Johnny the Thief. They brushed past me and entered the room without a word and stood there with their faces hanging out. So we were giving each other the silence signal. I sized them up. The larger size, I recognized some newspaper pictures. He was a thick sand and gravel man, and rumor had it that a stretch of paving outside the town contained the bodies of 18 other sand and gravel men who had bid against him for the contract and stumbled into a rock crusher. Name? Mike Malloy. The musician with him put his viola case down on the sofa and opened it up.
No. This is the man,
Jesse,
what he's
doing here.
Why don't you sit down and finish that comic book I brought for you?
Okay,
wrong
question.
It's great. I told his father, hire you. Has it gone? Yes, it's good. I brought along my bodyguard here just to keep with him. I sent him to the movies. Why, of course. Is he Johnny McKee? Yeah, he dropped in. He didn't make me come?
No.
Is he supposed to? There's no point in our talking and searching. Say, Johnny McKee used to work for me. Neighbor here to one of his men. What's your name?
Why bring him
Things have changed. Johnny isn't the man he used to be. But I've always taken care of those certainly loyal.
And I thought we weren't talking to certain.
Believe me, Mr. Spade, I only want to save Johnny something stuff.
Is he threatening to jump into one of your rock crushes?
What's that, boy? He's got a sense of humor.
I'm sorry, I failed to see it. I was misinformed about you, Mr. Spade. I was led to believe that you were the man to help my fiancée and myself out of this embarrassing situation. Your fiancée?
Wanda? Miss Fox?
Yes,
it's fiancée.
I'll be absolutely frank with you, Spade. I had hoped by bringing you and Johnny Keith together under circumstances that you might be forced to kill him. In self-defense, of course,
my apologies.
It would have been the merciful way out for Johnny, and it would have saved many lives. I know Johnny McKee. He will try to get back on top. He'll stop that nothing. I believed him, and it was no mistake. That's why I almost hoped they didn't know where Johnny was, but they did. After they left Wanda's apartment, they crossed the street and went into the neon-lighted bar and grill. By the time I got downstairs, they were on their way out again with Johnny in the middle. He didn't listen to Wanda to go, but they dragged him into Malloy's limousine, and he went. I did, too. The trail ended on the Embarcadero at the Harbor View Hotel. By the time I got into the lobby, Johnny and his two guards had disappeared up a ratty-looking flight of stairs. I started up after them, but then I stopped cold. When I got to the top of the stairs, I saw where the number one bird had gone. It had raked the ceiling and taken every light bulb in the corridor. I could see the flashes from the Tommy gun and somebody backed into the hall from one of the rooms, still pumping lead.
Why did you die? Why did you die? I'm
going
to get out of here! Hey! Hey,
look at that! Either saw or hurt me. I flopped down on my belly and tried to work my way into the tenth of an inch nap in the crummy carpet. I made like I'd been hit, but I couldn't quite manage the death rattle. When I heard the gunman run down the hall toward the rear of the building, I rose courageously to my hands and knees and crawled the rest of the way down the corridor and looked into the smoke-filled room. The air tasted like burned powder, but it smelled like blood. Followed my insides and went in. There were eight of them. I'll spare you the details, Sunday. You saw them after they were cleaned up. I needed some fresh air and I needed it quick.
Over here. Why did you
leave? Why were you?
For your poor
baby.
I came out
to you. Shut up. I want some answers. I don't want explanations. I don't want excuses. And if I kept you using what you know you do to me to snag your way out of this one, I'll...
What have I done, Mr. Stephen? I've been first Johnny, then Mike, and now you.
You're starting again. The last time.
Then I'm sorry. What do you want to know?
Are you in love with Johnny?
But I told you no.
Mike Malloy?
No.
You going to marry Malloy?
What was in that room?
Eight dead men.
What else?
A lot of blood and powder smoke.
Now I'll see if I'm going to marry
Malloy. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I'll see you later, Angel. Leaving. Come back later. You're not leaving, and I'm not coming back later. Get back in the room.
Now, listen here, Spade. I hired you as a bodyguard for my fiancée, Miss Barr. What do you come off pushing your way in here with a gun like this? I can have your license revoked so fast you'll make your head swell.
Help yourself. A little sick of this business.
Spade, I warn you, stay out of this.
What's that?
You know Johnny the Geek.
Hello, Johnny. You gave your working over. Can you talk? What's this one, Lord?
That's Johnny, he knows.
All right, I will. You move over here where I can watch you. Keep your hands behind your neck. It's a lesson.
This is going to cost you more than your life.
Shut up! Now, Johnny, listen to me. This is important. Move your right hand to yes. You framed yourself on the breaking of every rapid cool off from a bigger one, right? Okay, I see, Johnny. Murder? Robbery?
Mm-hmm.
How big? 5,000, 50? 500,000. That payroll job. Bank of Steel, December 1944. That right, Johnny?
Well, I go through with this swap, I can give it to you. Do you think it'll do you any good?
I promise you it won't. Johnny got himself set up on that 3 to 5 year rap, partly for the reason you say, and partly because he didn't want to kill you the rest of the boys. He cooked up this transfer scheme of his, this gold key, that hotel room to throw us off the track.
They could think the loot was hidden there.
You sure it is?
Positive. I bought that hotel and ripped it to pieces room by room.
So you cooked up a couple of pretty crude schemes of your own to sweat it out of Johnny. First you thought you could throw him into killing me. When that didn't work, you had your boy in Naples knock off the opposition boys into the feast mob so you could hold a whole master over his head.
Who do you think you can settle that deal with you?
I think I'll start with you.
Are you sure?
Maybe you'll laugh until you feel better, Johnny. Don't get chummy. Yeah, I know it's me. I'll start doing the other one.
Hey, what is it?
Hey, hey. All right, leave it there, Mabel.
Yeah. What are you doing here? Where's the boss?
Out.
Yeah. What do you want?
I want to talk to you, pigeon.
Who's a pigeon?
Nobody but you, Mabel. So you think somebody else is going up in that slaughter in room 322?
Johnny got them guys. Hey, the boss.
I asked the boss. He says you did.
You're fucking...
Johnny bargained for a written statement by Malloy alibying Johnny. The cops have got it now. They'll believe it. Malloy's a big citizen, so you're the only pigeon left.
That's what you think. Where is he?
Wait here. I'll bring him to you. I left Michael standing there in the vestibule waiting for Malloy. Then I hoisted Johnny out of my back and left Malloy waiting for Mabel. He went out the back way. I ran to the freight elevator and watched the floor indicator moving around. I believe it was between 6 and 7 when I heard a familiar sound of the Malloy apartment.
Oh, I've never dreamed of being in this perfect. It's just you. good to be true.
You're so right, sweetheart. You're so exactly right. I didn't tell her I didn't have the heart. We talked some more and talked to the marshmallows. Well, anyway, what I'm getting at, Tony, is this. Some jerk from the DA's office informs me that you want her for questioning as an accessory before the fact. In my opinion, this angle of the case requires more personal research, and with all modesty, I think that I am the master job and will be as long as she thinks I have the 500 grand. And if I do have it, Lieutenant, watch out for your bag. Serious? And it will be.
Yes,
sir.
Well, how do you?
Have I what? The $500,000?
Oh, Senator, how did you be so calm about it?
I said it, sweetheart. There's every nook and cranny for Treasury Hawkshaw, and I'll give you a full account. Private, of course. Worry no more, my sweet. Happy. Can you see the figure?
You're giving a doctor, are you? Oh, of course you
would. What, Ryan?
Think we did. Where is it, Sam?
Listen, my dear, there never was on any 500 grand as far as Johnny perceived. Now, he didn't have anything to do with that robbery. He invented the whole table, including my whole discussion about the gold key. Now, you ask me why?
Why?
To keep himself out of Malloy's rock crushing, you see. Well, he was resting safely for 3 years in San Quentin. Malloy was driving himself crazy, following that gold key and trying to pick up a half a million that wasn't even there. He figured by the time he got out, Malloy would be crazy enough to overplay his hand. And he was right. But bless him.
Well, Sam, if you ask me, it wasn't the gold key that drove Malloy crazy.
Oh.
I'm saying it's not my face, it's mine. You know what I mean.